Tonight's shir, Simon Kuf Aleph, Se'if Gimel, and Se'if Dalet. Se'if Gimel. Yesh Oymim, some say, Sheb Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, Mutter L'Hashmiya Koylo B'Tfila, Afila B'Tzibur. Even though we just finished saying in Se'if Beis that one may not daven Shmona Esri out loud, B'Tzibur, ever, even if it helps your kavana, there are those who say that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is permitted, even B'Tzibur. And the Ramah says, V'chein Nohagin, that's the minig. But just don't do too much. Don't get carried away. You can daven a little louder, an audible Shmona Esrei on Rosh Yom Kippur, but not that much. Even in public, even B'Tzibur, you can daven Shmona Esrei out loud. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Oyer HaKavana, because this arouses kavana, helps you kavana. We're not concerned that you'll disturb anyone else. Everyone has a sitter. Everyone has a machzor. What are you worried about? But I am Magen Avraham, the masik. But if you look at Magen Avraham, he concludes the yosetoyv lespal balachash im yochel chavin. Even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it is better to daven quietly if you can have kavana. V'chein kasu habechom and many achorim write this as well. Sivkaton Yud Beis Yoser Midai. The Ramah adds, if you're going to daven out loud Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Shmona Esrei, make sure it's not too loud. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Darizem and Evi Habal, because then it's that back to the practice of the prophets of Avodah Zarah. Shenem Abraham. It says VeYikru BeKol Gadol, how they called out in a loud voice. Inami or another pshat, Darizem Bevadi Yivavul Echad Mehem Eschaver. There's no question if you start doing too loud, you're going to confuse other people not be able to focus, even though they have a sitter, you'll be too distracting and disturbing. When we come welcome nira, however it would seem, the achazonim, shemagbiyim kolom, k'dei l'or hakavana, when the chazin raises their voice in order to increase kavana, u'lashmiya shapar dvarim, and make sure everyone hears what they're saying. Shapar, obviously, that's fine. Because really, Sheikh Tziba is supposed to daven out loud. Sheikh Tziba is not supposed to whisper his chazaras hashatz. So he can do it a little louder than usual. But those chazanim who start getting carried away and enjoy their voice, and they want everyone else to appreciate their voice, there's no question that is not proper. Siv Dalet. A person could daven Shmona Esrei in any language that he chooses. That's B'Tzibur. But if a person is davening alone, lo yispal ella b'Lashon HaKodesh, he should only daven in Lashon HaKodesh. Some say that this is only when he's asking for what he needs. He's davening for someone who's sick. Or some trouble at home. Al tefila hakavul tzibur, but when there's a tefila that is designated for the tzibur to say, not a personal tefila, but a tzibur tefila, afilu yachid yachal la'ama b'chol lashon, then it can be said in any language, even b'yachidus. So even though we're saying that b'yachid lo yispal el b'lashon hakodesh, if it's a tefillah that's a set formula that everyone davens, then he could say it b'chol lashon. V'yesh, I mean, some say, daf yachid kishushol tzorachov yachalisha b'chol lashon yirtza. Even an individual davens for his personal needs, his own nusach, can daven in any language that he wants, chutz milashon aram, with the exception of Aramaic. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yud gimel b'chol lashon. A person can daven in any language that he wants. But the best way to do the mitzvah is to daven Lashon HaKodesh. V'ayim b'simen samach beis sif beis. Look back at simen samach beis sif beis. Mishnah Berurah shal, Mishnah Berurah over there. Masha kasav l'b'shem achron b'zeh. What we wrote from the acharonim. V'gam ayim b'tshuvas chasam sefer orachayim sim peidad. Look also in chasam sefer orachayim sim peidad and u'peivav sim peivav. Sheharich b'kama rayos, who has a lengthy discussion with many proofs, that when the Chacham said we can daven in any language, hanadavka b'akrai, that is meant on a temporary kind of basis. But to make this an established set practice all the time, will aham a sheikh siber, and you're going to make a sheikh siber who's going to repeat in the foreign language. Will ashkiach lashon hakodesh gami, and they'll totally forget lashon hakodesh entirely. Zei efshar b'shum oifen einshom. That is not possible in any way, shape, or form. We do not allow that. Va'od, and furthermore, machmas kama v'chama ta'amim, for many reasons. Nechoichem, good reasons, proper reasons. Harichu kol ga'oni hazman b'sefer divrei habris. All the ga'onim of the time wrote in sefer divrei habris. V'eskimu, and they agree. She'iser gamer hulasas kain. It's absolutely forbidden to establish the language of tefillah in a shul, in a congregation, in a foreign language, whether it be German or Russian or whatever. And their intent was to take away from these new groups that have spread beyond our land. They've translated the entire Nusach of Davening into the language of the non-Jews. One sin leads to another. They omit the bracha. They skip the bracha of Kibbutz Golias. They skip the bracha of Yerushalayim Yerucha. U'kashem shavoyis mashkiach zichron Yerushalayim, the same way they choose to make us forget about Yerushalayim. Kinoitzim mashkiach lashon hakodesh misol. So too they want their class to forget lashon hakodesh. Pen yigalu bizchus shino sashonim chas v'shalom. We should be redeemed in the zchus of not changing the language. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yishmareinu mideas apikorsik elu. The Baruch Hu should protect us from such apikorsis opinions and views. So, for an individual who needs to daven in a different language because he's not accustomed to Lashon HaKodesh on a temporary basis till he becomes familiar, that's okay. But to make this the fixed norm, to make this the established nusach, would be totally forbidden and also, and you see what happens, he says. And they didn't just translate into foreign language, then they went ahead and started modifying the nusach and changed the nusach of the brachas and so on. Sivka and Yudalt, She Yirtse. A person could daven in any language that he chooses. For who sheyaven also haloshen al buryo, but he has to understand that language clearly, fluently. Al baloshen hakodesh yirtse filu enem even aloshen. If someone davens in loshen hakodesh, he will fulfill his requirement even if he does not understand the language. Sivka and Tesvav el baloshen hakodesh. The Yachid always daven Lashon HaKodesh. Why? So Mishnah Berurah explains this opinion. The Malachim do not have to pay attention to Aramaic. Vodin Shar Lashonos. And it's not exclusively Aramaic. The same is true of any other language. The Malachim aren't interested in it. Chus Lashon HaKodesh with the exception of Lashon HaKodesh. Al Tzibur and Tzvichemez. But Tzibur does not need an advocate. Does not need a Malach to deliver his tefillah. Shekadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo mekabel tefillah, and the Baruch Hu himself is mekabel the tefillah. So you have this concept that he doesn't really explain, but it's understood that when a tzibur davens, any language works because the tefillah goes straight to Shemayim, to Ribono Shelolam, without any malach delivering the tefillah. But if a person does not daven with tzibur, then it's kind of like a letter that has to be delivered in the mail. Zivkot and tezayin, al choyda. If a person is davening for a chayla, so that's a personal type of tefillah, the second Yesh Omrim holds, the second Shita holds, that is where it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. But it's something to say, Shlo b'fanav, you're not in the presence of the chayla. So your nusach tefillah should be Lashon HaKodesh. Al b'fanav shalcha, if you're in the presence of the chayla, mutar b'chol lashon, use any language to wish him a refuah shleima, the Kadosh Baruch Hu motzi sham, the Shekhinah is there. If the Shekhinah is there, you don't need the Malach again. So if you're davening in the presence of the Chayla, any language goes. If you're not in the presence of the Chayla, the second Shita holds, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh, but if it's a Tefillah, Kavua, Letzibus, if God Yitzayin, HaKavua, if it's a set formula, that will get to where it needs to go, even B'Yechidus, even any language. The Kivush HaTefillah, Kavua, Letzibus, since this is a Tefillah, what the Tzibur says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Pona Elov, the Ibn Hashem will address that Tefillah, even though the tzibur is not saying it at the same time as this person, but it's a universal tefillah that everyone says. So that second sheet of the Yesh Omer holds that doesn't have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. The third sheet that holds that even a yochid who's davening a personal tefillah, not a tefillah kavua can be in any language. The only exception is Lashon Arami. So if Karin Yechest Af Yochid, the sefillah this shita holds, the Malachim Akim Kolash Malachim recognize every language. The only language they don't deal with is Aramaic. Shemaguna Beinem, in their eyes, it's a lowly language. It's not a nice language. That's why women can daven in any language they want. If a woman wants to daven in Yiddish, in a language she's familiar with, Ladino, whatever it is, that will be fine. Sifkan Yotes Arami. The exception is Aramaic. Ubet Tzibur, but if the Tzibur is davening, Mutaraf Lashon Arami, then even Aramaic is good. Because in the Tzibur, you don't need the Malachim. So it doesn't, I don't care if the Malachim don't know the language. Ubezeres Yishap Ma Da'om Yikom Purkan. This explains why we say Yikom Purkan, Ubrich Shemei, but Tzibur, when you're in a Tzibur. Because in the Tzibur setting, there's no problem of davening in Aramis. Well, if he's according to this, in Mispal Beveso, if a person davenes at home, and your chaloma shum you come broken, I can't say you come broken at all, because you daven yichidus, and it's lashon arami. The chemuchach ba'or zruah hagadol b'hilch shabbos simen nun. So is clear in the sefer or zruah gadol hilch shabbos simen nun. So even though the middle shita said that a tefila kavua letzibur a yachid can say in any language. And your kompurkin is a tefila kavua letzibur. That is not a personal thing that he make a my own personal request. L'chayra, we didn't say chutz mi arami in that language, in that nosach. Since it's tefila kavua letzibur, the Bereshim deals directly. So l'chayra, according to the middle yesh oimim, there'd be nothing wrong with saying kompurkin b'yachidus. It's only the third shita who says that a yachid kedam v'chol loshon shi'ir tzachutz v'loshon arami maybe would say that he shouldn't say any of your kumporkas. Now the problem is our sidurim, the same dam yachidus, we say the first or kumporka and not the second. So the notes, it's very interesting to me, in the notes in the Mishnah Berurah here says that the tshuvas hartzvi asked the minig of saying it from first or kumporka not the second, so it's bakashat tzorachim, it's also yachidus. And the Mishnah Bhutaka says, you don't say anything in Kumpurka. So I saw others want to say it's a toast and the sitter. The Kitzur Shalom says that you say the first and not the second. You say the first word, not the second. And that's where it comes from in the sitter. Some newer Siddurim say Yesh Omer, Magalan Nosach. I think the Kodesh are fine, perhaps. But that's the Mokr. The earliest source to this distinction, which we do, is to say that we say the first or Kumpurkum, not the second Kumpurkum, and that's where that comes from. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say any. It's not like that Mishnah Berurah says that. But the Kitzur Shalom doesn't say that. And it's interesting to me that he didn't even bring that in the notes on the side. Now, what if you're in the saying with the Tzibin, they're too fast, and I didn't get to finish my Kumpurkum, they're really. So that's what he writes from Chaim Kanievsky, that you can say it. Even though the Tzibur finished and you're behind, if you're in the Tzibur, you can finish it. And he says, Viter, that also there are other Beis Aslichas that we don't say B'yachidus, because Aramaic, if you're in the Tzibur and you're behind, you can say it. And the same with Bruch Shemei, because he makes the thing. He says, let's say I didn't get to say Bruch Shemei, B'shas Asar Sefer Torah. He says, it's Mash Mishnah Berurah later on, I could say it until they begin Kriyas HaTorah. So the Shul isn't saying it already. They're saying, oh, they're waiting for the calling of the Kayin. But you can still say Baruch Shemei at that point. So, Memela, even though B'yachidus you're not going to say it, if you're in Shul and you didn't get to say it with the Tzibur, you'd still be able to say it after the Tzibur finished.
What about Valetzia?
That's Taich. That's terrible. It's not that, like it's Taich in the Pesukim, like we do in Oz Yashu also.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Taich. I don't think that's the problem.